Yes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, here and in the internet. My topic today is national trends in Finnish adult and continuing education. Shortly about the content. First, under the title Long and Winding Road, I will tell shortly about the history of adult education in Finland. Then also shortly about perspectives on lifelong learning, two cases. Then this citizenship education. I believe that this is the main topic today in my presentation. Shortly about the strategies and development plans in Finland about the last papers given, for instance, the government of Finland. And then, if you have time enough, shortly about a very interesting article written by the Swedish researchers Tuinman and Hellström, or with the title Nordic Model. Yes, it has been said that when we are going back to the very old times, that the Lutheran Reformation in the 16th century was very significant performance, which had impacts later on the development of adult education in Finland. But thinking the modern adult education in Finland and maybe in other European or Nordic countries, we have to say that behind the development, establishing the modern adult education system, we have different movements, ideologies, ideas, and so on. And of those, most important are enlightenment, industrialization or industrial revolution, labor movement. In Finland, national awakening or nationalism. Then also very interesting that in Finnish history, for instance, the temperance movement or so-called youth associations have had very, very important role. The oldest adult education organization in Finland is Kansanvalistusseura. I didn't find any translation, but freely translated, it is something popular, enlightened, or association for popular enlightenment. The first residential folk high school has been established in 1889. After the model of Danish Grundtvig. And the first Volkshochschule, the folk high school, or as we today say, adult education center, but this is the same model than the Deutsche Volkshochschule have. The first has been established in Tampere in 1899. Then the third main part of the old adult education system, liberal adult education, was the different educational associations. And the first of those associations was Workers' Educational Association, which was an association from the Social Democratic Party. And the studies happened in the frames of study circles that time. Then I have to say that one of the very most interesting and most important institution for education in Finland have been the libraries. Many times I have heard that the Finnish public library system is the best in the whole world. Maybe. It is always very difficult to define different historical phases. Many times these decisions are in a way violent or artificial. The next classification is one of the many alternatives. Since the beginning of the 20th century until 50s, 60s, we had in Finland the era of phase I have called the era of liberal education, because we didn't have any kind of organized vocational education or vocational education that time. We had only those institutions for liberal adult education. And first legislation we have on the 20s. So I don't remember the names, but there was some kind of acts on the financial support of the state for instance, for high schools. In those 15 years, during those 15 years, we can see that the number of institutions, number of students were increasing very huge. And also, very important was the diversification of the contents of studies or education. Then, beginning of 60s until 1980, or 80s, we have the second phase called the era of state-run adult education planning. It is interesting that the 1960s and 1970s in Finland there was a wider state-run planning phase, so that the political decision was bounded very strongly with committee work. Some backgrounds to the 1950s and 60s. In the 1950s and 60s, Finland began to industrialize. Until the end of 50s, Finland was very agricultural country. And this change of structure happened very rapidly. And this caused, for instance, a huge need for vocational education. And the vocational education or increasing vocational education, adult education, started at the beginning of 70s. But later, at the 80s, we can speak about the era of state, the era of vocational education and training starting at the 90s. And there we can find some typical things, for instance, that adult educational policy emphasizes the significance of vocational adult education. And then there was concern about the state and circumstances of the liberal adult education at the same time. Then coming to the 90s, Finland is a member of European Union since 1995. And the fourth phase has been called the era of national adult education policy conformable to the EU policy. And it has been said, or I have said, that since the beginning of the membership of the European Union, Finland has been the model student in the EU policy school, despite the fact that in the sphere of cultural and educational policies, EU enforces so-called subsidiarity. Then in this or during this era, we can see that educational policy is determined by the economic and labor policies. Also, we can find global markets as a gebitza of the national EU adult education policy. Then we have also found some changes in the interpretation of the concept and the principle of lifelong learning. And I have next to interpretation of lifelong learning. First, from the 60s, 70s, the UNESCO-like interpretation. UNESCO used the term lifelong education. We can find this, for instance, from the report called Learning to Be. And in this interpretation, the humankind was seen as a wholeness. And bounded with a global joint responsibility. Education and learning as tools and facilitators of personal human growth. And equal significance, different learning environments, formal and informal. Then the lifelong learning ideology of the 21st century, especially the lifelong ideology from OECD and maybe by European Union. The world have been seen as competing alliances or blocs. The perspective is of global economy and markets. Education and learning been seen as boosters of the competitiveness. And then this is also interesting that emphasizing of measuring and assessment of learning. Then I have take some sentences from the Adult Education and Training Committee from 2002. That is a Finnish committee. And what they have said, and the fourth point is the most interesting. Adult education and training will maintain and strengthen participatory democracy, prevent exclusion, and support active citizenship. Okay, and now we are coming to the citizenship education as a goal of adult education. It's possible to say that that since the beginning of the organized adult education, political or citizenship education has been carried out with diverse goals, contents, and ideological backgrounds for different target groups and in many educational settings. But we have also seen that since the 60s or 70s, the significance of political or other society-oriented or citizenship adult education or education has decreased in all industrialized countries. And I see that the majority of formal education institutions are too inflexible ahead of challenges of contemporary society, which is changing with increasing speed. Then later I have some text about the citizen participation policy program in Finland. But before it, two cases about this topic, citizenship education and adult education policy. The Parliamentary Adult Education Committee, which worked from 1971 to 75, defined four main tasks for Finnish adult education policy, and one of those was the development of political or societal preparedness. And the committee defined the aims of political education as follow: independent and critical societal thinking of citizens, preparedness and competence of collaboration, skills to recognize own political and societal rights and responsibilities, participation in decision making, preparedness for internationally shared responsibility, and to be conscious of needs for societal changes. Then, what it has been said in the National Strategy for Lifelong Learning, 22 years after Adult Education Committee in the 70s. In the report of this committee, the aims of lifelong education has been defined as follows: supporting development of personality, strengthening of democratic values, maintaining of active communities and social togetherness, and advancing of innovations, productivity and national competitiveness. In this report, there is no detailed information on the contents of those aims. On the other hand, the report brings out the significance of non-governmental activities as producers of educational or intellectual and social capitals. From the point of view of life management, it is important that all people have the possibilities to learn, to recognize social changes, and to assess influences of those changes in their individual life. What is interesting is that this strategy program emphasizes in the same way as the Adult Education Committee 1975 the importance of the education of persons elected to a position of trust. This has been found in both reports as one of the cornerstones of functioning democracy. Then I will speak about this citizenship policy program. First, something about the backgrounds of the policy program. According to the program director, Mr. Niemelä, the main reasons for the creation of the policy program were first the problems with representative democracy, which is manifested as falling voter amount, for voter turnout in elections, dwindling number of party membership, and weakening confidence in the institutions of society. Active citizenship and civil society has been understood as the social foundation of democracy. And then Mr. Niemelä has said that active citizenship is the essential goal of lifelong learning policies. Also, he said that the radical change in the position of the nation state is very essential. Citizenship has to understand now its local, national, and global role. This citizen participation policy program was one of the four policy programs adopted by Prime Minister Matti Vanhanen's first government from 2003 to 2007. According to the program, the purpose was to strengthen Finnish democracy. The program placed particular emphasis on those groups whose participation and influence have remained low in the past. Then I would like to ask, what then are the short-term effects, results, or the successfulness of the policy program? And in other texts, I have written that the first test was the parliamentary elections in March this year. The policy program couldn't activate Finns to vote. The voting activity was lower than has been ever earlier in the history of the Finnish independence. Then I have done short analyses on the citizenship education and the changing learning environments. First, I have to say that statistical facts show that adults' participation in courses, classes, and lectures for citizenship or political or societal education, informal and non-formal adult education, has fallen down when thinking, for instance, the last 20, 30 years period. But this development doesn't necessarily mean that the citizens today are less interested in political and societal topics than citizens 20, 40 years ago. In the information society, the role of educational institutions and organizations has diminished relatively since the 60s, 70s. Simultaneously, the significance of other learning environments, different informal learning settings, for instance, and new information sources has grown. For instance, both conventional and novel media, internet, etc., give citizens excellent opportunities to seek up-to-date information and knowledge about politics and other topics which are relevant to them. And a little about these strategies and development plans. First, the Ministry of Education Development Plan, this is from the year 2004. And under the title is Adult Education Training, the Development of Vocational Competence-Based Qualification First. And there's been written that the system of competence-based qualification, independent of the way in which knowledge and skills have been acquired, must be developed in response to the educational needs of working life. The opportunity to build education training on prior learning has shortened study times in adult education by more than one third. The system of competence-based qualification will be expanded to cover all fields of education. And that the system of competence-based qualifications will be further developed on the basis of the evaluation made by the public authority. This is very interesting speech about the evaluation and assessments. Then from the same development plan, second subtitle, strengthening the status of liberal education or liberal adult education. In this development plan, it has been used the name of liberal adult education. Education and training have an important role in maintaining social cohesion and democratic values. This mission is underscored by the deep changes in social structure relating to the adjustment to the global economy, the rapid change in society and working life, regional development, progress in information communication technologies and demographic changes. Exclusion and other unwanted effects can be prevented and alleviated, especially by means of diversified liberal adult education, and what is very interesting, through closer cooperation with the Finnish Broadcasting Company, libraries, and non-governmental organizations. Measures will be taken to promote the capacity of liberal adult education to develop citizenship skills with a view to enhancing civic activity, community education, social dialogue, and basic information society skills. And measures will be taken to promote the implementation of the lifelong learning strategy, as well as social, regional, age, and gender equality. Then I have found, it was some 2 weeks ago, a very interesting report from the Conference on Lifelong Learning, Equity and Efficiency, held in Helsinki during the Finland's presidency of EU. It was fall 2006. And this report, it has been said, for instance, that equality and equity are the basic values underpinning European democracies. Then very interesting is this next sentence. Education is seen as one of the key factors for competitiveness. Equity in education as a political aim is not enough. The aim must also be to produce the best possible results. Ensuring the prerequisites of learning and growth is an ever greater challenge for European democracies. The strong interrelation of learning outcomes and welfare has been shown in many studies. Then it has been asked, how can EU cooperation help us achieve the aims discussed above and resolve the problems involved? This is very interesting. Sentence compared to what I have earlier said about the subsidiarity. And in the same conference, there's been also discussed about the building on the past, learning for the future, and asked how can the education system solve the dilemma of expectations regarding the past and the needs regarding the future. The current transition in education training is towards local decision making and local steering. This was very interesting said, because I thought that the current transition in education and training, or in education training policy, is not towards, or yes, is not towards the local decision making and local steering. Then it was also reported that alongside its more traditional mission, education is called to serve, once again, the competitiveness of the national economy. One remedy suggested for increasing competitiveness is better and longer education and training, ICT skills and innovativeness. Then two slides from this report from Tuinman and Hellström from 2001. In my interview, there was some questions about the Finnish adult education, the aims of Finnish adult education, about Scandinavia and Nordic countries. So it is. So I believe that these two last slides can give one answer to this question. This Tuinman and Hellström reported that there is no single overarching Nordic model as such, because despite the apparent similarities, the countries show significant variation on a range of indicators. Yet there clearly are distinctive Nordic patterns of adult education training, characterized by the following, and I find this very interesting and important, and it's essential also in all Nordic countries and the adult education. First, high participation rate. For instance, in Finland, I have found now exact numbers, but I believe that more than 50% of Finnish adults participates every year on adult education. Then high volume per capita. Then high public share in financing. High share of public providers. And high share of personal interest education. And so they are repeating that, therefore, what could be said to exist rather than a well-defined model is a Nordic standard or approach defined in terms of participation rates, etc. The results for the Nordic countries can be interpreted as suggested that it is possible to create societal conditions that stimulate participation in adult education and training at a high level. And Tuinman and Hellström writing that two factors are amenable to policy seem to be very important. First, the level of public support and emphasis on equal access. Thank you.